Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, wonderful world. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe. I am one of your hosts, Tim Poma, joined with the lovely, ever pleasant Kathy Anello. Hi.
Here I am. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so excited to see you again.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. That's all I can say. So today we want to bring to you a digital version of a class that I hold at my studio. So without further ado, welcome to the Vision Board Dream Your Life to Reality Show.
That should be the name of a real show, honestly. So cool. That should be a television show.
So, Kathy, let's talk about dream boards for a minute and before we get into it. So you said you had some really concrete stories about when dream boards really helped you manifest your visions. So what do you have on that?
So, you know, I love vision boards, and anybody that knows me, my people, we've done several vision board parties together through the years, me and my besties. And but prior to that, I had always, you know, I think it started with Tony Robbins, to be honest. Like I was listening to him and he had talked about doing a vision board and finding it 5 years later and realized that the house that was on his vision board was actually the house that he was living in. And I was fascinated by that because I thought at that point, like, you really can dream yourself into your, you know, dream your reality into yourself. And that was like my first ever sort of, I actually can make this happen. So fast forward to one of the nights that I was sitting in my bedroom and I wanted to, I actually had made the decision to leave my house and leave my relationship. It just hadn't happened yet. So I was kind of stuck in this little spare room by myself, not wanting to interact in the household. And I grabbed a magazine and I grabbed an old box from an old U-Haul packing box. Like it was like, you know, nothing with me, tape and, you know, and I started to create a space for myself on this box where I could live in peace and security and safety. And one of the pictures was a girl who was sitting in a loft in, you know, New York City. You could kind of see maybe the background. And in the back of her bed was this brick wall. And I was like, that. And so I put that picture, and she was sitting on the floor, and she was peaceful and calm. And it was just everything. It represented everything I wanted to be living. So, you know, I had, that was like April of that year, maybe 2018, I want to say. And fast forward to August of 2018, and I find my studio apartment, not thinking about the vision board anymore. You know, that was done in storage. And we're painting the wall, and I have a brick wall in this house behind my bed, and it was red, and we were just like, yeah, red's just not really doing it. So we ended up taking it and doing green, pink, blue, yellow, like a coat after coat after coat, and then painting it white and letting all like the colors like bleed in. So then by the time that was done, we had to go to Kathy's storage to get what she had in storage to move into her apartment. And there was my vision board. And I kid you not, it was exactly the bed in front of the brick wall. It gives me goosebumps every time. And I thought, how did that happen? Like, it's exactly almost the same picture. I had a gray blanket on my bed. Like everything was exactly how I had visioned it. And it was interesting. And also on that board, I had little things like, you know, getting back with family for Christmas, because I had been sort of isolated from my family during holidays, having to go always with the ex's family. You know, that was kind of like he controlled where we went on the holidays. And so I had, and then things started manifesting when I started living my own life that were actually on the board. And then one more story, fast forward to August of, boy, I want to say it was August, that same year I did like a love board. And one of the things, who knows why, that I put on it was this picture of a black Labrador, right? And I had all these little love quotes and what I wanted for love, and I hung it in my bedroom. And I had ended up having a brief relationship with a guy, and he walked in and he looked at the vision board and he's all, ah, my dog. And I was like, wait, what? And he had a dog. And that was the last thing on that vision board I wanted to manifest. But for some reason, that dog was on the board. And I was like, okay, that's just kind of weird, you know. And actually, some of the things on that board with him actually happened. So I feel like, and then further, one more vision board down the road with my girlfriends. And I had a paddle board on there. I had a lake on there. And here I am, paddling at the lake. Like, so I think what a vision board did for me was allow me to see what I wanted my future to look like. And that gave me such peace at the time, you know, like it wasn't about, is this going to manifest? It was like, I could live this life. And if this was my life, then I would be at peace, or I would be, you know, romantically in love, or I would be, you know, peacefully paddleboarding, whatever. So it was, it's always worked for me, not the whole board, but like pieces of it. It's really good.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's usually the way I feel. Like, yes, the other day when I took down my vision board off my wall and decided it was time to make a new one, I realized that there were things that were on my board that didn't matter to me anymore. And I was like, it's time to update. It's time to revamp. It's time to rebuild. It's time to start a new vision. And, you know, I literally love the story of Tony Robbins finding the house that he was living in on his vision board, because his son was going through some things and he pulls out this thing and goes, this is our house. And Tony is like, what? And his son brings his vision board over to him and Tony just starts bawling because, holy cow. How is it?
That's a great story.
He picked a house that he already had. So, well, now that we have like a little basis in vision boards, as well as an understanding of how powerful they can be, let's just jump right in. So, everyone take a deep breath with me. Release. Okay. Everyone feel good? Excellent. Me too. So, the second you decided to listen to this podcast will be the beginning of your new life. Congratulations, you successfully completed the first portion of being you. Now this is where the fun starts. As of right now, you officially have no past. Everything prior to this moment will no longer be affecting your present in any way, shape, or form. You are now everything you want to pursue. You are every personality trait you admire, and most importantly, you are in charge. I'd strongly encourage you to act, think, and speak, and participate like never before. However, there are some key ingredients to ensure success in this new life. You must A, know what you want, and B, believe without a doubt. I understand this can sound somewhat intimidating, and I know some people have no idea what they really want. Well, I'm here to let you know that the sooner you figure it out, the better. This includes relationships, occupations, happiness, health, financial well-being, and everything in between. You can always add more to the list as you go along, but consider the things you enjoy in life most and focus on those. Start thinking. You can literally get anything you want if every thought is paired with a sense of affirmation. For example, instead of saying, I want to be happy, say, I am happy. It's all about the act of doing and being in pursuit. It's time to look in the mirror and see everything you desire. It will take imagination and self-control, but we have all been given these gifts for free. Let's start the dream. Welcome to our digital version of our Dream Board Workshop. As you already know, the stories that Kathy shared with us are very relevant and powerful. There's one other story that I usually share during my class, and that is about Jim Carrey driving to the top of Mulholland Drive in LA. And he would sit there and visualize a $10 million check and visualize directors that were interested in him and people admiring him and how much they loved his work. During this point in time, Jim Carrey was absolutely broke. His spirit was broken, and all he had left was his visualizations. When this is one of those crazy things that you're like, how do you can't even make this stuff up. when he got signed, when he wrote that check for himself and put it in his wallet that said $10 million for acting services renders, he told himself he would attain it in 3 years. He placed that check in his wallet and he carried it around for almost 3 years to the day when the movie Dumb and Dumber came into fruition and he got a check for $10 million.
Emoji clap.
Emoji clap. So visualization is an amazing tool that we have. It is the key to having the things that we desire in our lives. So when we're making our vision boards, we want to cut out things that would pertain to our highest and best ideas of ourselves. For example, in my vision board I'm currently working on, I have tons of fresh fruits and vegetables that look like a mountain at the bottom of it. And after I finish this vision board, I would gladly share it with all of you guys to see what it is. Another thing that's kind of fun to do with the vision boards is to share your vision boards. However, remember, this is a sacred visualization para you. It's only for you. It has nothing to do with anybody else. That's why I say dream big, dream wild, dream first, details later. Everything will come into play when it's time. If you allow the universe, God, creator, spirit, in as a co-creator in your reality, and you give it, leave it, and love it, you will watch things manifest at an exponential rate. So,
I agree with
basically,
that.
So basically, that's the introduction to the Dream Board Workshop. And so my goal today was to give you all a little piece of that class so that you can take that information, get yourself a poster board, get yourself some scissors, get yourself some tape and glue, and sit down with some magazines and cut out your future. The more people that we have that are actively creating their future, the better the world will be.
So, 100% yes on that. Yeah.
I would challenge all of you lovely beings and wonderful souls to get some magazines, spend a couple hours focusing on what you want, realizing what you want, because this world is a busy place, and sometimes it doesn't allow us space to think freely for ourselves or even understand what it is mm-hmm. that we desire.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were talking on a later podcast, that if you want to go to Arizona, you're going to need a map. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the map to your greatest joy and happiness. Of course, along the way, there will be roadblocks and obstacles. But, my friend, there is nothing that we can't handle. So, stand up, take a deep breath, and let's make some beautiful dreams come true.
So, I love that. That was amazing. And, you know, for me, I think the vision part, you know, everybody learns in a different way, but the vision part of getting up every morning and looking at my board, and by having that experience every morning, I am focusing on my future. You know, and so I had heard this thing the other day in a class, and it was like, you know, it's like old you standing there looking at new you. You know, like you're standing there going, okay, this Kathy is going to evolve into this Kathy. And so you have like a roadmap in a way to get you to your goals because you're constantly reminded of what's important to you. Like, for instance, you were talking about all the fruits and vegetables on the bottom of your board, meaning, and the first hit I got on that was like, my health is really important to me. Like, so I'm eating correctly and I need, you know, that experience. And so every morning when you get up and you look at your vision board, you're not thinking, you know, pancakes and bacon. You're thinking, you know, bananas and mangoes. And so,
yes, exactly.
So it kind of keeps you focused on what's important to you. And that just really came to me this minute. And I was thinking, oh my God, like I am so excited to make a new vision board because I do have different visions than the one that's hanging on my wall from summer of 19, you know. And I had done one during, you know, the lost year. We call 2020 the lost year. But was
the lost year. We're just going to call that.
Well, I did. This is an interesting story. God, I can't believe I'm sharing this. So I had been.
I love it.
You know,
you heard it here
ready,
first, folks.
I know, shit. I had a vision board that I knew loved vision board because, you know, Black Dog didn't work out, whatever. So I was like, okay, it's ready to let new love into my life. And I made this beautiful love board and I freaking hid it. Like, I did not hang it in my house because I didn't want people who came over to see it. Like, I had experience with the last guy. And I realized in this moment just today, I was like, why did I hide that? It was almost like I was telling the universe, yeah, I want this, but not now. This on the back burner. And, you know, sure as hell that, you know, I haven't fallen madly in love since then. And so it was just interesting to think that I wasn't ready. Like, even though I was like, I think this is what I want, somewhere in my body, I wasn't ready for that. And so I hid it. I didn't let it become part of my landscape in my house. Just, you know, side note. And so
that's very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, and I mean, like, you, as all the viewers or listeners can hear from the difference in the stories from, like, when you had a vision board that was, like, present in your life every single day, how quickly things came to vision.
Yeah.
And then when you have a vision board that you're secretly tucked away, how nothing has manifested.
But,
weird.
You know,
do you guys understand?
Oh, okay. God, I love laughter. Okay, so, but what's relevant about that is that in actuality, when I look back now, the universe had my back on that because there was no way I was ready to be in a relationship with the stuff that I dealt with since then. Like, as far as on an emotional level, on a, you know, healing level, about having to really look at some of the patterns in my life that I created to be in that type of a relationship prior to, you know, the love boards. So I think the universe had my back. And from, you know, I'm a no mistakes girl. So if it was that I wasn't ready, but now as we're having this conversation, I'm like, okay, so new board, can't really go back to that board because that's two years ago. So I'm excited to see if I do a new vision board and just have love be a part of it, because it's not that I'm manifesting a relationship. I'm in a true partner, somebody who doesn't lie, somebody who doesn't scare you, somebody, you know, people that are good in my life. And so it's not about a relationship. It's about the right person walking in the door, because I don't want to play anymore. Like, I've played my entire life. You know, it's like, if you're going to come in, you're going to be a solid piece and player in my life, or you're not going to be in my life. And it's very simple now for me, where 2 years ago that wasn't simple. You know, I might have pined or, you know, tried to make it work or however I could, but that's not my reality anymore. So I feel like in that moment,
partnered with your happiness, where you're like, oh, it's close enough, it's all right.
Yeah.
And then your happiness dwindles slowly and slowly until you wake up and realize that this is not a good fit, and you're ready for the exciting adventure called true love, and boom.
Yeah, like, and it's okay if it doesn't come, like, because, I mean, I'm older, and I don't mean that, like, oh, my God, like, any bad thing, but I have a lot of wisdom and experience. And I've had relationships that I can look back on that were wonderful, that were awful, that were, you know, complacent. And so there's, like, now you've gone through all these different steps. It's like what Abraham says, when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. And so you have to go through those experiences of knowing what you don't want so that you can make way for what you do want. You're muted. You're muted. You're muted.
Absolutely.
Mute alert. All right. Back.
Absolutely. It's really important. You know, the contrast is what gives us variance in life. You have to see the shadows in order to see the light. And you can't pick the best light if you don't see all the shadows. And so, you know, we have these experiences that bring us to a deeper understanding of ourselves, as well as gives us a deeper understanding of what we desire, what our true desire is, where our heart lies. And, you know, I'm fresh back from Colombia, and I really feel like one of the things that we don't do often enough is focus on our heart. We listen to our mind, our imagination, which is a really good thing to have, an active imagination, except for when it comes down to fear. That's when the imagination doesn't play nice with the being that is you.
Mm-mm.
And
Mm-mm.
if we can focus more on the heart, and, you know, there's lots of tools to do that. Meditation is one, you know. And just silencing yourself enough to hear what it is your heart desires. Because, you know, the body talks. The body talks.
You know, I mean, so I've always had the dream of having a vision board workshop, always. Like, it's always, I've seen myself in front of the crowd. I have a perfect meditation to get people in the mood. It just never really manifested because of life. And, you know, this kind of happened after I saw the proof of my manifesting boards. I was just like, wow, I could really, like, share this with the world. So you have had vision board workshops. I did not know that. I kind of remember something about it, and then for some reason I didn't get to make it a couple years back. So I think it's exciting to think that we may be able to do that together in the future and have a vision board workshop at your studio. And then I took the thought further, which is feeling. Feeling is the secret, right? So that's the part of manifestation that's so important. And I started feeling myself like, wow, we would help people realize their dreams. Like, that is such a huge gift to the universe.
Let's throw it out there right now. If you are listening at this very moment in time and you would love to come to one of the classes, a dream board, vision board workshop with myself and Kathy Anello, please reach out to us. And let's talk about this. Let's manifest this. Because I know the power of visualization and having a little marker, a cornerstone in your house that you stare at every day before you go to work, and just keep your eye on the prize. It also helps you stay in a place of happiness, because you are not going to let allow other things to bring you down, because you're like, I know where I'm going. I know what I want. That's a powerful statement. I know what I desire. Ooh, gives me chills. So
I was thinking
about my friend's
vision board. Yeah, no, I was thinking about my friend. It just came to my mind that one of the girls that I did the vision board party with in late 19, she had put one of my friends put a wedding. She's now married. One of my friends put a door. She bought a new house. Like, there was so many. Now I want to get those girls together and be like, okay, let's bring our boards and see what the hell happened here. Because a lot of stuff on their boards actually also manifested too. But before I wanted to say one thing. Here's how you test this out. Just like it's no secret that I pretty much manifest every day. I have, on the first of every month, I sit down and I write down 5 or 6 things I would like to manifest in my month. And sometimes they're big things, like winning the lottery, not going to lie. And sometimes they're simple things. And this October, I wrote random gifts, random money, and surprise visits, like in one row. Like, I wanted just surprises to come out of the woodwork. Okay, so that was like October 1st. October 5th, kid you not, I had a football game in the morning. I went to the football game. One of my sons handed me a camo U hat that he had bought me. My daughter-in-law came up and said, oh, we got this sweatshirt for you to wear in football with, you know, Coco's name on the back. And that was like, whoa, and then I thought, oh, random gifts. That's so cool. 2 hours later, I'm at the Rip City Rider bike show and totally just hanging out with my friends. And at the very end of the show, we're walking out, and my friend, Teddy Spain, Realtor for W, high five, Teddy, hands me a shirt, and she said, I saw this, and I bought it for you. And it says Spiritual Gangster on it. Huh. And she's like, I just like, that's you. Like, you are so spiritual, but you're so hood, you know? And I was like, I love that. So random gifts, right, in a row. This week,
it's interesting.
I kid you not. I get a phone call out of the blue yesterday. And I had bought, you know, the place in Blue Lakes. And I guess when you did that, there was some kind of a tax that I prepaid. And the lady calls me up. She's like, I've been trying to find you for a couple weeks. I have a refund check from your escrow from last April. And I need your address because I mailed it and it came back undeliverable. And I was like, okay, here's my address. And I said, $785. And I was like, wait, what? Random money, you know? And so
wow.
I just encourage people to take the moment to just like test the waters a little bit, write down something that you want, just one thing, and be like, okay, I want this, and see what happens, and then surrender and just like walk away from the table, right? You just write it down. And even, you know, prior to a vision board, just test the water with your written words, because writing it and visualizing it and seeing it is what I think is a key component to manifesting. So I just
Absolutely.
Wanted to share that story because I
and
thought it was so cool.
I
no
think it's
yet,
amazing.
But we're still waiting.
Your gifts were all clothing items, which is very
yeah.
interesting. You got a hat, a sweatshirt, and a shirt. So pretty much you're missing
yeah.
pants, but that's all right.
Yeah.
That,
in some
and then
circles,
you had
that
the
would
random
be okay.
money. Yeah, no, totally. I'm
really
fine with
money.
It. Whatever.
Yeah.
That is really, really awesome. And, you know, I know that I have said this before on a prior show, but I have magical work in magical ways. I give magical service for magical pay. That is what I have on my board. I read before I go to work. And you have no idea how many times I've done something that took like 3 hours to do, and someone gives me $500 for doing it. And I'm like, wow. Thank you. I really appreciate you. And then I'm like, wow, is it because I wrote it on my board that they're overpaying me by like three times? I don't know, but I'm not going to not. It's a gift. The universe is helping
me. No, it's a gift.
Like, so
think,
it's really exciting.
You know, it's so
funny
that. Go ahead. I just wanted to say really quick about gifts because it came to my mind. And a lot of times when people give us gifts, we almost feel like, oh my God, I don't deserve this. If you've had any self-esteem or issues, like I know I have. And so I'll be like when she bought me the shirt, I was like, oh, you bought me a shirt, you bought me a gift. Like, that's so crazy. And I was like, and then I remembered that I'm now being more self-honoring to myself. So now I'm more like, thank you. And accepting of gifts. And so I just wanted to put that piece out there, because a lot of times when we get gifts, we're like, do I deserve this? And I think that, like you just said, gifts are awesome. You know, go surprise somebody with a gift, and not only will the person be happy, but it gives you this wonderful feeling of giving. And I don't think there's any better feeling than – I'm a gift giver. It's one of my love languages. I love to give gifts, and I love to get them. And so I just wanted to just piece that out there, because I think that if you even try that and you buy a gift for somebody and you give it to them, you're going to feel just as good as the receiver. It's just – it just works.
That's right. I have a challenge for everyone that's listening. Purchase a gift to somebody, a little itty-bitty thing, and give it to them, and watch what happens. And then watch how you feel about it. I love
yeah.
giving gifts, too. I just bought charcuterie boards for a bunch of my friends that were made by this gentleman named Lester, who took all the wood out of this house that my great-grandma lived in Hopland. And
oh,
made the
my
board.
Goodness. Wow,
so
that's a lovely gift.
Absolutely beautiful. There's 140-year-old redwood, 140-year-old walnut, like 60-year-old oak, and they're just absolutely gorgeous. And so I bought them for my best friend. And I couldn't wait to give them to them and be like, hey, check this out. This is like family history in here. And they were so stoked. They loved them so much. And it brought me so much joy. There is
yeah.
a statement that says, as I give, so too I receive. And if you understand who you are and what you are in the universe, as far as like, you know, we're all connected, as you give, so too you receive. So
100%. I love that.
Yeah. Me too.
We're just like, sitting here, and it's all this goodness right now. Just going, oh, life is good, and life is good. Like
life
is
life is great.
Well, make no mistake. Like, life is really difficult for every single person on the planet, regardless of what your beliefs are, regardless of what's going on in your life. There is an element of struggle, discomfort, confusion in each human being's life globally. Like, but there's some people who just like get out there and live their life regardless, right? So my advice and what I I've been trying to really do is not focus on the fear-based social stuff that happens that you're, you know, bombarded with on a daily basis, and focus on my present day. And what do I want to accomplish today? How do I want to feel today? What, you know, is going to make me come alive today? Who is going to make me come alive today? Do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? And, you know, when you're struggling between what you do for work and what how you want to live your life, like I clearly am, you really have to find some balance. So you have to have a lot of goodness in that day and just kind of struggle through the trudge of, you know, I've got to get these invoices out and I've got to do this and I've got to do that. It's just mindless work. But what I do during those moments is I stick on a podcast. And I let my brain in the background, I mean, I'm fortunate enough to do that multitasking and I can retain and work at the same time. It's a miracle. But I just think that it's just the everyday thing. Like you have to every day find a way. And the vision board, again, I'll repeat, is a way to focus every morning as you walk out the door on what's important to you, where you want to go, who you want to be, who you want to be with. Like it's creating your life on a daily basis.
Absolutely. I was watching this TED Talk. I can't remember the woman's name, but she was basically saying that draw your future. And as you draw, like, you know, a person, and it can be very rudimentary, like a little kid, essentially, you draw a person that's smiling and they have a nice house and there's a family. And there's something that happens to the brain where it's activated, and when you're drawing these things, you feel this visceral experience of joy, and in manifestation, part of the way that it comes about is having this great joy for something that doesn't physically exist. And when you get to this place of feeling, because our emotions are one of the most powerful things in the universe. We don't know that. We haven't been taught that. But if we listen to our emotions, when I'm drawing, you know, a person with a family and a really nice car and all that stuff that's super healthy and exercises all the time and reads and is super intelligent and blah, blah, blah. I start to feel excited and happy and overjoyed and that's where the visions come quicker, is when you are aligning your emotions with your vision, then they manifest at an exponential rate. So I don't know what the woman's name is. I'll have to look it up, and maybe we can talk about it on another show. But it was very powerful because I'm an artist, and so I'm always drawing or painting or something my future. And that's very exciting.
Yeah. And I think you can take whatever tool you have. Like, oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, if you have a tool, like you're an artist. So for you, drawing and creating that way works. I'm a writer. So for me, writing, like whatever your skill set is, you know, just use a little bit of that to create and manifest with, however that works.
Absolutely. One of the things that I do at the beginning of the class is after I say what I said, and kind of get everyone worked into, like, this is your new life from this point forward, is they have to write. And then that way they have a focal point on what they want. So when they get into a magazine, they're not, like, all scatterbrained because there's so much inside the magazine. So I would tell you guys that if you are doing this vision board at home, get out a pen and paper, write down your intentions for the vision board. It will help you guide you in a much easier way. And I'm super serious. If anyone is interested in being in class with Kathy or myself, like, please contact us, either of us.
Us together,
and we'll make it happen.
So I wanted to tell a story about I wanted to tell a vision board story about my daughter. Sorry, daughter. So when she was very young, you know, not very young. She was 9. And I wrote about this in my book, so it's not a secret to people who've read the book. But she was struck in with an illness that put us in the hospital for 31 days in San Francisco at UCSF Child's Ward, which if you're a parent who has experienced that, you know that this is a life-changing experience. What happened is I was trying to also help her deal with her emotions of being in a hospital. And we did a vision board of 4 different emotions. What makes you happy? What makes you angry? What makes you sad? And what do you want your future to look like? And I broke it into 4 pieces. And it was so interesting what she came up with. I feel like I still have it somewhere, but it was like she wanted to be in a swimming pool. And then what made her angry was like, you know, like a picture of a hospital bed. And so she was able to release some emotion through her vision board. And so with children, I think it's a lovely, especially right now with what's going on. I mean, our kids are just, God, you know, that's a whole nother show. But I think it would be an important and fun exercise for parents to do with their kids and just break that board into, you know, what makes you happy? What makes you sad? What makes you feel peaceful? Whatever you want to create, and they will come up and their emotions will come out on that paper with pictures. And I just thought of that story, but I think I wrote this in the book, but it was so powerful for her. And even today, she looked back when we were moving, she looked back at it and was like, wow, you know, I remember making this vision board. And she was like 25 years old when she looked back and saw it. So they're powerful is what I guess my there's a lot of ways to use vision boards.
Lots. I mean, it is just therapy for the soul, really.
Therapy for the soul.
And giving us some guidelines to run off of, because if we don't know where we want to go, then we're just going to end up in law. And we're not really sure where that is or what that looks like. But I'll tell you what, I'd much rather have a focus, a dream, a goal, than to not have any, because, I mean, at that point in time, what's the purpose of life? Like, yeah. If the purpose of life is to give life purpose, then the vision board is the key. Like,
yeah.
You want to do something big with your life, like, you have it out. And I'll tell you what, I got a lot of big things I'm going to be doing, and I'm really excited about all of them, and it's going to help heal the world in lots of different ways. I'm just elated. I'm so excited. I feel like,
well, you know, and that's it. So you see how you are right now? Like, you are living in your bliss, just thinking about the possibilities. And living in your bliss, again, a vision board can bring that for you, and following your bliss is really, to me, the key ingredient to a hashtag live my best life moment. You know, like, really just
hashtag
going for it. I mean, there's so, when I see people living their best life, and, you know, if you go on Instagram and look up the hashtag living your best life, you know, you can get 1,000 or 1,000,000 different people who hashtag living your best life, and they're living their best life.
Right.
And a couple times, you know, I'll do that once in a while just to get like a feeling, like, what are people doing to live their best life? Like, what is your best life? And so really, I feel like our vision board workshop is, you know, live your best life, like that. That's got to be part of it.
Absolutely.
Helping people live their
best
life from a practical place rather than just listening to us, but like really hands-on meeting with us and talking about it, you know, talking about what is your best life look like? Do you ever take 15
it looks good.
Minutes to figure that out? Yeah.
It looks good, ladies and gentlemen. It looks good. The future's so bright, I got to wear 2 pairs of shades. That's all I'm saying.
Future's so bright, I got to wear shades.
There it is. There's the song. Okay,
we're done. That's it. We can close the podcast.
That's it. Show's over. She sang. That's hilarious.
Sometimes people probably think I'm crazy. I was thinking last night too. I'm like, people who don't know me like personally probably think like this girl is whoa, she's crazy. But part of my crazy, it's crazy beautiful. You know, like I am who I am. You are who you are. We are who we are. And part of that I learned the other day is that we all have this wonderful magnificence inside of humanness. And
love it.
Right? That word. Well, somebody said to me, you know, your magnificence shines through. And I was like, I have magnificence? Like, it was really a foreign, you know, acronym for me. And I was like, So then I started thinking about that, and I thought, oh, my God, we're all magnificent. Everybody has magnificence to share. And you get out there and you open that magnificence, be who you are, and you share it with the world, and the ripple effect is incredible.
I have a crazy story about magnificence.
Roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was preparing to paint my family's building downtown, and there was this girl that was in a car, and I was like waving at her to get her to pay attention because she was way too close to this other car and she didn't need to back up. Well, she backed into this car, and I'm like waving at her, and she gets out of the car and she's frantic and she drives it forward, and then she drove it forward, but it was still in reverse or something like that. She gets out of the car and it hits the car again. And she's so flustered and so just
that's
like, oh, my gosh.
Totally.
So I go over and give her a hug. And she's like, your presence was just, I couldn't stop staring at you. And I was like, oh, my God, I caused the car?
Woohoo! Well, you are, you know, you are easy on the eyes. Anybody who knows, you know.
So,
you know, you know.
It was so funny. It was so funny. And I just felt so bad for her. And then I made sure that everything was okay. And you know, we handled all the situation. But that made my day in a weird way. Like, not that she had gotten in a car accident, but just that I was so captivating that she couldn't stop staring at me and then ran into a car twice. So
that was one for the books right there. Absolutely one
for
the books. So, you know, coming to a close, I really appreciate, this is kind of a bonus episode that we, you know, yesterday's show, we kind of were like, got to know each other, but we really did want to put out there a talk about vision boards and what that could mean for everyone in the future. And so stay tuned, because we will probably schedule, I would love to schedule. And I think we talked about that a little
yeah.
bit, and I think it would be super fun for us to get together and do that, and I guarantee you life will change after a vision board class.
Oh,
100%.
Totally. And then you want to come back for another one once you've achieved all your visions. So you guys, I just want to thank all of you for listening and joining us today on this lovely day. I hope everyone has an amazing day. Also, please like, share, subscribe, do all the things, leave a review. We would appreciate it greatly. It helps us get out to the listeners, get out to the world, and helps us heal other people's lovely spaces
yeah.
that need it. So,
shout out to the UK. I know we have UK listeners, which I love this. I mean, they're like 7% of the audience is from the United Kingdom. And so I just want to give a quick, I know, right? Well, you know, this was back in the day when I was like working with a lot of people overseas. And so I am so grateful that they're still listening. And so I just want to give a little shout out to you guys and from the United States of America. All right.
Yeah.
Guys, have
yeah.
a wonderful day.
Much love. Many blessings, y'all. We'll see you on the flip.
Mwah, mwah.